Welcome back, everyone. We just got to the planet.
Coming up.
Yeah.
Planets.
Whatever right. It is.
So you've arrived. You've arrived on the planet. The newly christened Sex Thang puts its runners, its sexy runners down on the hot surface of the planet.
We get like a montage of all four of us so like walking out of the ship coolly, like shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
Shades
in
on
slow motion. Yeah.
Totally.
So outside, I think that you hear there's like chanting and the sound of like bells being or like not bells but I guess they're like a string of bells being like rung, more like jingle bells than like a bell being tolled. The chanting, Eric, you hear is not in Arabic. They're not chanting in Arabic.
Okay.
Some other language. And a group of people, men and women, are walking towards you. One of them is like shaking the bells, and a couple of them are like chanting. They're humming.
Do I recognize that this is non-standard in Hawaiian space?
Yes. So yeah. They're not wearing traditional like Islamic garb. They're not wearing Muslim garb. So they're not like priests or clerics or anything. They're wearing like robes, like yellow, like saffron colored robes. They're barefoot. The men all have like beards, they have what look like paint like on their face, probably like on their forehead, some on their cheeks. Most of them are chanting. Some of them are like ringing bells. The guy in the front, though, an older guy with a long gray beard, isn't saying anything. But they're walking towards you, obviously with the intent to like speak.
Okay, yeah, they're coming directly towards us. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I guess I just like quickly mutter to Higgs, these people aren't common in Hovaden space. I don't know them.
We aren't common in Hovaden space, Eric. Just fit in. All right, just be cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. So they come up and the one in the front puts his hands together and like bows to you, and he says to you in accented English, because most of you are white, he assumes you speak English. He says you are welcome here, but are forbidden to go beyond, and he like gestures, the wall of trees. This place has already been soiled, and we cannot allow the planet to become further soiled by your presence. We mean you no offense by this, but this is a sacred place. And he like looks to the sky, and he says, our colonizers have come, and they have destroyed the sanctity of our home. And we pray that you will help us. And he again bows to you. And he says, a donation, your time, anything, please.
We're looking for a medical center.
Okay. He looks at you as a group and he says, are you injured? Have your travels found you wounded? We have folks who can help. And as you're seeing this, you see some very fucking familiar uniforms. Two men are walking towards you, very like aggressively. They're totally unarmed, but you recognize the uniforms as the Mabarizun. They're like the fist of the Hovaden government. These guys are gonna fuck these hippies up in a second if you don't do anything about it.
I think I like talk to them a little bit more engagingly.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, yes, no, one of our crew has contracted a disease. It came from a distant space station. It's a very serious illness, and he really needs some help. Is there someone nearby you could point us to? Tell us more about it. Why can't we go beyond the trees? Is your place a sacred place?
Okay, so you're just playing the, like, confused tourist or whatever when you arrive. Okay, so these two walk over, and when they notice that you're not, like, friends with them or anything, I need everyone in the party to make a mental effect save.
Whoa.
Oh,
wow. Shit. Wow. That got real pretty quick.
Of course.
Yep.
Of course.
Wrecked.
Did everybody fail? It's up to,
Joe, yeah, Jeff already failed. Jeff already failed.
Oh, I failed.
Wow, okay, everyone failed. Okay. All right, you're like an open book to the Mubari Zune. So all I need to know is surface emotion and any strong emotionally charged surface thoughts. We'll just go around the room and tell us how you're feeling.
How do you spell the name of this group? M-U-M-B-A-R-I?
M-U-B-A-R-I-Z-U-N.
Okay. And they're the caliphs. They're like the caliph's secret service.
Yeah, the Mubari Zune. They're the caliph's like secret police, basically. These ones are in uniform, but often they aren't.
So you need surface emotion.
Yeah, what's your character currently feeling, and any strong emotionally charged surface thoughts? So if you're just like terrified, then you know that's your second.
I'll speak up first. Okay. I immediately am just annoyed that guy told us that we couldn't go somewhere that, you know, it's like you just can't go there. Like that just annoyed Piani.
You don't like being told.
Doing it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just like
Higgs' surface thought is that he's upset he can't just shoot this guy.
Okay. All right, cool. So like anger?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, it's confusion. It's more confusion as to why you can't just shoot this person.
Okay.
And that thought process is playing out in his head.
Okay.
Like,
all
right. Well, you obviously can't shoot him because that would be bad. You're in public.
for people who are confused, the letter Z in Canada is the same as the letter Z in America.
It's a 2. I got it.
The more you know.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's a funny 2.
It's the letter 2.
Yep.
Yeah, so like, let me think. Surface emotion is, I guess, concern, but like concern for Alpharius.
Okay.
And then the strong surface thought, and there is one, is of pride in the caliphate.
Mm, okay.
I think those are real
feelings.
The strong surface thought in Eric's head is get these fucking hippies out of here.
Nice. Okay. All right. Cool. Alpharius, what about you?
Tactically deconstructing the situation. So nice. Just kind of that emotion would be like hyper aware, intense, like, I suppose.
Yeah. Like maybe like not nervous, but like ready. Like,
yeah,
intentionally tense.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Coiled serpent. All right, cool.
Coiled serpent.
All right. So that kind of a cat serpent.
It's the theme of I understand Zed. Same joke. Continued. Like a Seinfeld.
So they the two of them walk up. One of them starts shouting at the group in Arabic, like, "What have we told you? You can't be here." Like, he points, and you see a ship. And the ship, like the colony, the big colony ship, this one looks like it settled down, stopped working, and is just sitting there. And it's covered in, like, strings of, like, there's, like, laundry hanging from wires. You can see some, like, kids running around. There's maybe, like, a little, like, food setup. They've just sat down on the pad and now live there in their space RV. He's just, like, shouting at them, like, get back to your ship. You know that's where we were allowed to stay. Stop harassing travelers. And then while that one is shouting after them, the other one approaches you. And I guess he would... Okay, he starts to... I think he would... he turns to you, and you can see him perfunctorily. Eric, he turns to you and perfunctorily, like... greets you, like, in Arabic. He says, like, assalamu alaikum, and begins to start, like, perfunctorily, like, talking to you. Do you respond?
Yeah, I say, well,
like, you can see he's dismissing you. Like, he's trying to get through the greeting so he can, like, realize you don't speak the same language as him.
Yeah, I say, well, alaikum assalam.
Okay. He stops and kind of cocks an eyebrow at you continues. Actually, no, he says to you, do your friends speak our language as well?
No.
In English, he says, well, I am sorry if I have disrespected you unintentionally. And he looks around and he says, welcome to Kamna.
Glad to be here.
And he looks at your ship.
And not there's no accent when I say that. That's not me being lazy.
Yeah, yeah. He says, and... you get, I mean, have you dealt with the Mubari Zune before?
Me?
Eric?
Oh,
no, sorry. Eric.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So he's being polite in acting like he overheard your conversation, but that's not what happened.
Yeah.
He says to you, yes, I could not help but overhear. You were looking for a doctor. Does a member of your crew need medical assistance?
Is he talking to me specifically or?
Yeah. To but us? He's like kind of scanning you, but he's continuing to address you.
Yeah. I gesture to Alpharius. I say, yes, one of our companions has contracted a strange illness, and our captain was aware that the Hovedan Caliphate has many medical services available, which are excellent in dealing with things of this nature.
Yeah, he smiles slightly, and because he remembers your like pride in the Caliphate, he smiles and nods, and he says, if you would permit me a lack of humility, I believe that is true. Our doctors are quite good. Please, come with me. I will see that your crew gets the help that they need. His companion has finished running off the folk that came up to you initially. And the two of them kind of take up a position on either side of you and sort of like lead you as a group to towards one of the smaller buildings.
Cool.
If no one says anything as we're walking, I just thank you for the escort. It is very kind of you. We do not receive this much attention on most other planets.
Yeah, his partner says, well, I hope you do not feel that it is undue attention. Now, we merely saw that some vagabonds were assaulting you with their lies and wanted to come to your assistance. We tried to keep things from becoming too hostile around here, but it has become difficult in the past.
Would I have any idea that my brain was just scanned or that these people can do that?
I mean, you get you know the rumors that you know the Caliphate has these like psychic secret police, and you might suspect these are they, but you wouldn't know for sure.
Okay.
Would I?
As
a metapsionicist level 3,
make a wisdom, flat wisdom check.
Okay. That's just 2d6 plus wisdom. Eight.
Yeah, you definitely sense some kind of thing going on. Yep. And you could probably put the two together.
And I probably know anyway that these guys often are trained.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So it's a short walk across the whole place is not that large. They lead you to a smaller building that in Arabic over the door says medical services. The first guy, the guy I was talking to originally, says to you, unfortunately, because you are not, and this is as much like a question as a statement, because you are not citizens of the Caliphate, you will have to pay a nominal fee for the services of our doctors, but they are very good, I assure you, despite any like gestures around the somewhat sparse nature of our colony so far.
Of course, we would expect nothing less.
And he opens the door for you. Okay, you can go inside.
Yep,
totally. Yeah, we all go in.
So you file in, the other one says, good day, and they close the door and walk away.
I kind of just eye the rest of the crew to make sure that everyone was okay with what just happened. And then I guess we progress forward.
Okay. So inside, it's just like a basic sort of waiting room. Again, everything here is like a little sparse, not run down, but very like new. Like in a place you would expect there to be, you know, benches and plants. Instead, there are like folding chairs. You can tell that there everything here comes from pretty much originally the colony ship, right? Any prefab material they haven't gotten like a re-up sort of recently. You're processed, and I guess what do you tell the doctor or the people when they're like signing you in to get medical assistance?
Would we have any reason to lie about what happened to Alpharius?
If you mention like nanites particularly, that will set off a lot of flags. Because
aren't they gonna find that?
It's a special kind of illegal technology.
But they're going to find that anyways when they work on them, right?
That's the treatment that we want them to address.
I would think that whether it's agreed upon or not, we just say that like We unfortunately had a run-in on our mission with nanites, and it's not that we were it's not that we were trying to seek them out or that this person is a nanite user. It just happened to get on them.
I mean, our cover is that we're escorting Alfarius, who is an agent of Richardson Scientific, right? So we can just be like, Richardson Scientific engaged us to bring their agent here. He has been exposed as a part of his job to nanites.
Yeah. And I think maybe when we say that, we deliver it quietly enough and with reverence so that they're not... We don't just run in there and be like, nanites!
Yeah.
screaming.
Well, there are nanites here. Like, we got nanites.
Yeah.
Maybe we even emphasize the fact that we've already created, you know, a counter virus that's operating within him to keep the infection at bay, but it's a stopgap measure, that sort of thing.
Okay. All right. So treatment for like a Maltech infection is certainly like possible. I think it will probably cost 1,000 credits. To like get them like looked at, to get Alfarius looked at, and then the treatment will depend on how well I roll on their medical.
It's just like Canada, right? This is all free. It's just
yeah.
No, they they specifically just said you're not Canadians.
Yeah, so if you were a Canadian citizen.
Okay. All right. So it's gonna take. Okay, cool. So they give you basically there's a diagnostic that gets run. The doctor gives you a immediate treatment there. So it's 1,000 for the, you get the bill at the end. So we're like reviewing the bill. It was 1,000 for the treatment or for the analysis. 500 for an initial shot, like right here, just like a sort of anti-nanite like booster. And then 2 days worth of like intensive medication. So you have to take like, you know, 4 pills 5 times a day for 2 days. And all the medication costs like another 500. So
2 grand?
But yeah, 2 grand.
All right, that's fine.
At the end of the conversation, the doctor says to you, Alfarius, she says, I am surprised you did not have this treated by Dr. Lake. And she kind of like suspiciously looks at you, like
you mean Dr. Christy Lake.
She kind of squints. She's like,
Anderson. No, Adam, I didn't say that.
I don't know who Christy Lake is.
So. It's a talk show host.
Oh, okay.
I think is her name Christy Lake?
Yeah, it's a Canadian talk show host. Yeah.
Damn, why was that in my head? Anyways, yeah, I just kind of nod. I'm not familiar with who Lake. It's
Ricky
is.
Lake. Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake.
Yeah, Ricky Lake.
That, I was yes. going to say, I'm Ricky like,
yeah, could have been great, guys. Could have been great.
Close.
So close. I apologize.
Next time. Okay. So, yeah, she says, I'm surprised you didn't go see Dr. Lake.
I just kind of, you know, I'm sorry. I don't know who that is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to presume. Dr. Lake has been here for some weeks on the behest of Richardson Scientific, working with the Caliphate Science Division. Kind of like, you can see she's suspicious now. Like, you're from Richardson. How do you not know this?
Well, you understand I've had a nanobite plague inside my body. I'm not remembering almost anything right now.
Are we all there?
No, I think it's just Alfarius. Yeah. Okay. You're trying to convince her that like I got the punch drunk nanite disease.
More convincing than that, Adam.
We'll see how your persuade check goes, and then we'll decide.
Is that 2d6?
Yeah, it's persuade. So it's 2d6 plus your charisma.
Solid. Got a 4 on that one.
Nice.
All right, so she just nods and she's like, yes, I'm sure that's what it must be. I hope you're feeling better soon. If you have any additional questions, please, my office is available to you.
I appreciate your assistance.
Okay. So she kind of like moves on to her next patient, and you return to the group.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell them about Dr. Lake?
I guess I just step out and say, you know, kind of look around. And then I whisper to them. No, but I actually do because I have my thing under control now. she asked me about a Dr. Lake. I didn't have a good answer, but I told her that I was sick and not able to remember most things, but we may have to cover that up.
It's all right. Are you feeling better?
It makes me feel good that you guys are looking after me, and I appreciate that. I promise to keep you all safe once I'm back to full form.
We need to go to the job, finish the job while we're here. It's the next course of action.
Yes.
Eric, if we get stopped again, make sure you handle the conversation. You seem to have a way with the people here.
I'll do my best.
Then I just, like, turn, walk outside, start heading towards Richardson.
Okay. So there isn't, like, a Richardson, like, facility here, but you could, like, ask around to find this Dr. Lake if you want to.
Well, all we really need to do is just get this message sent to Richardson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we do whatever that requires. Sure. So if we just go to, like, a FedEx of the future, whatever that is.
Yeah, like, there's, like, a post office, basically, and it's just, like, an uplink where you go, you dump your data into it, and then it shoots it up into space.
What's it called? I think it's called the Planet Express.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Sure. Okay, so you want to go there? Just go to, like, the comms uplink?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'd tell the crew, like, I'll go in and handle this. You guys can wait outside. I'll be right back. I just walk in by myself.
Okay. All right. It's actually like an open, kind of like an open area. There's the actual like comms pillar that extends quite tall. It's like above all the other buildings. And then there's several, like a ring of several like computers chained to it. And so you can go in and there's people at some of them are like kind of on their phone. But you can go in and you can send data.
All right. Yeah, I send data to Richardson, let him know the job was done.
So what do you tell Richardson?
I tell Richard, well, in their message, they said to go there, report, and tell them what happened, right?
Yes, the job was to, tell them the circumstances of what had been happening. Like, they lost contact with them and didn't know why, so they were like...
I tell them everything except for the war mind being there. So I leave that. I don't label it as the war mind, and I don't mention that they were trying to get onto our ship.
Okay.
I mentioned the fact that the EMP went off, and that was for our own safety.
Sure, yeah.
But I don't mention that it was because the war mind was there and we're trying to get out. It was because we were just
Do you mention Stryker security?
I say that we ran into other security teams. We're not sure if they made it out alive.
Okay. All right. Cool.
And we're we're not sure if some of the people that we encountered, if they were actually human or if they were already taken by the AI. So there was probably some human casualties on our own half. I own up to that.
Okay. All right. Anything else you need to do while you're sending comms? You want to send your secret data?
Yeah, I send that as well.
Okay, cool. That sounds good. Okay. All right. So you send that data packet return to the crew who are waiting outside. What do you want to do now as a group? Like, are you going to go back to the ship? Are you going to wait until you... Because if you leave again, you'll have to wait until you jump back in to get paid. Or do you want to just hang out for a bit?
I guess we would try to... I mean, we'd want to wait here and make certain that Alpharius is completely taken care of. So.
Yeah, do we have... Like, what is the actual... Is going to take this long or we can take
him... 2 days. 2 days treatment. Yeah, if you go back to her and, like, she wants you to check in, but it's not necessary. She's like, if you have to leave, just take the pills and, you know, see a doctor the next time you get a chance.
I think we just spend 2 days on the planet. It seems nicest. Okay. Or nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I can't fucking say the word nice-ish.
Nice-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's temperate. It's warm. You're in a part of, like, the drier season. There's lots of stuff to do. You know, they have like several like restaurants they've set up. They're nothing's fancy, but it's like being in like a little town in like, you know, like Thailand or something.
Sure.
You know, you can hang out and the weather's good and food's cheap. So I guess, do you want to do anything? Let's talk about cargo, because you have, you have 25,000 tons of water, of clean water in your ship, and you have the box of psi crystals,
which we probably can't sell on the planet they were mined from.
Yeah, if anything, I'd leave that to Eric to sell.
We probably want to
put that in the special hold.
Listen, Lisa, who's more likely to want ivory? Someone who has none or someone who has lots?
That's true.
You're going to want to sell it somewhere like Majid. These would go for big money there. Anywhere that sees themselves as like a competitor to Hoveda.
I'm wondering about repairs. Could we get repairs done here?
Definitely.
Yep. And would it take 2 days?
Yeah, during the days. You can repair a certain amount of like hit point damage to the ship and all that stuff.
We have them work on it then.
Yeah, okay. So you'll contract some ship workers to do that.
I think all this will happen like in the course of transition to the next episode.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Cool. Okay. So I think that the last thing that we get then is you get a message basically saying like you've the job is done. It's a very terse message. Just being like, thank you, Captain. We appreciate your reporting in, though, you know, we're dismayed to hear what happened on the station. I'm sure that the families of those who lost their lives appreciate knowing at least, you know, the answer to their questions. Now, because you sent it from here, because you can track where these things come from pretty easily, there is an addendum that... there's an agent, Richardson agent on Kumna, and they'd like you to speak with him for debriefing. They know that they recognize that this is like purely like optional. Like if you have a moment, please speak with Dr. Carson Lake. Here's his personal information. If you don't have the time, that's fine. We'll have him contact you by electronic message. Otherwise, you know. Thanks for all your hard work. So the ship's like credit account gets the 50,000 you were promised.
Cool.
They're going to be super pissed when they realize you stole a bunch of really expensive crystals from them. But that's a problem for another day.
There were a lot of people on board that station. I mean, that's true. You know,
it'll take months before they realize that they're gone. And then, do you want to try to sell the water here?
The water.
Or do you want to save?
We had ice.
Yeah, I mean it's ice
from the ship that was out rotating around the space station.
We didn't get it all though, right?
No, you have 25,000 gallons basically, or 25,000 tons because it's ice, I suppose.
Would we have? Would I know of the criminal underworld here?
Yeah, you might not need to go to, like, criminals to sell it here.
Because what I would do is I would say, here's some ice. I know where you can get a buck ton more, and I'll sell you that. You're actually buying that, not just the ice that I have with me.
Mm. So the Hobaden government has their own, like, ice mining facilities. If you really want to make the most use of the ice, you'll want to sell it somewhere where they don't have access to or the ability to mine it. So, like, an off-world colony, a lower TL planet... Yeah, somewhere like that, you'll get a way better deal. Because Hoveda can be like, cool, we'll buy it, but for cheap, because we can get our own, but you happen to have it right here. But if you go to, like, Stavro or something, you're like, what's up, desert planet? Here's a bunch of water. And they're like, thanks, because they're just a colony. So.
Yeah, we'll just wait. Or we'll keep it on ship.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, just make sure that you know that it's still on this one. So.
Cool.
Cool. And then everybody gets experience because you did actually complete the
part of
the mission.
Oh, my. So it was a lucrative episode for me today.
Yeah.
How much money did we get by that?
50,000 total.
So let's do 10 to everything, including the ship.
Cool.
Okay.
So person gets now 10. I finally have money.
Do you want to use the ship's money supplies to catch up on your payments while we're doing this?
Yeah, if Steven still has that.
Lol.
I got it listed here.
Okay.
It's 8,220. You owe two back payments. You owe January and February for this month.
Do we have enough in the ship bank for that?
Ship bank.
It just got 10,000, didn't it?
Just got 10, so you could pay one.
But do we have any left over?
I have that we have 36,000 in our ship bank.
Yeah. So
and
if we
now
10,
we would have
46,000.
Yeah, let's just pay it in full then. So what is that?
Okay. Do you want to just pay your minimum payment? Do you want to pay like 10K for the 2 months? Or how much do you want to put towards your debt? You currently owe just shy of 1 million credits.
How much would it be to even out a million?
Well, you owe 959,439.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's up to Piani.
Okay, Piani, how much do you want to pay? Plus, don't forget, you also owe 3,230 for 2 months worth of maintenance, which you haven't done yet.
Whatever.
So let's pay the 2 months, then maintenance. What does that equal?
So that's 8,220 twice, and then 3,230 twice.
So 8,220, you said?
Yeah, 8,220 twice.
Okay.
16,440.
Yeah, 16,440 plus 3,230 plus another 3,230, 22,900.
Minus what?
22,900 if you just pay the minimum for all of those.
How much was
we have 23,160 ship credits
total.
Yep.
So we'd have what, like 300 ship credits left?
It's about half what you have right now.
Yeah. We now have.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you just want to pay the minimums for those months?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Cool. All right. Good stuff.
Experience.
Yeah. Everybody gets 1,000 experience.
Nice.
Okay.
Chat, in case you were wondering, for setting off the AMP in the core, I got 750. And for for finding a psychically reactive material and testing it, I got an additional 300.
What about one of my goals, which is to learn to enjoy life and love again?
You have certainly been working on it. Do you feel like you now once again enjoy life?
Are you in love?
You're definitely working towards it. Like, it wouldn't, if you in the next couple episodes had like some conversations about that, or like found an NPC that you could like be friends with and not shoot in the face, that would be really good. But you'll get some big tools for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, let's do some shout-outs, because I'm fucking falling asleep. It's late.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do some shout-outs.
Me.
Yeah, you are the wheat. That's you.
All right, I didn't hear you say wheat. I just heard shout-outs. Thanks for watching, as always. I'm headed to Australia on...
As always.
on Monday. Where, you know,
it's a short flight.
It's interesting how many people are scared of large insects and or animals in which they think will poison them and they will die or be hurt. And
do you notice like 5 of the top 10 most poisonous insects are in Australia and 5 of the top 10 most poisonous animals are in Australia?
Probably, but I'm going to be in the city.
Yeah.
They are not in the city. You don't have to worry about anything in there.
Yeah. Of course, I'm sure the snakes crossing the street.
They don't live in tiny little poisonous houses or anything.
Long enough. Yeah. Anyway, interested to see how many poisonous insects and or animals I will actually encounter and or see. So, Jeff, I will come back with a complete log for you and let you know that as a standard tourist, what you actually will experience. I'm looking forward to it. Otherwise, I'll probably be fucking around this weekend and then I'm gone for a little bit. So.
My biggest piece of recommendation is just like a lot of people say, check your shoes. I say, fuck that. Just cram your feet in there as hard and fast as you can. Catch the spice, squish anything.
Yes.
Right.
Kill it.
Well, I always thought maybe I could just
killing kick.
You can like just yeah. I gotcha. I got a few methods I'm gonna try. So,
is the zoo popular in Australia, or does everything just kill? Is that like where you don't want to go?
Like, the zoo's just got regular type animals, like cats and dogs.
They just have cats and dogs.
Yeah, nice. Regular human animals.
Yeah, yeah,
not
exactly.
Like terrifying were koalas and shit.
Yep, that's a thing. I hear that's a thing.
Drop bears.
Jeff, do some shout-outs, sir.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on. Always look forward to doing this, and it was great. So tomorrow, I'm going to go to the Seahawks versus 49er game. I think that's cool. I will stream pretty much all day Friday, some this weekend. Anna's then going to be heading off to BlizzCon, where she's going to be one of the hosts for Heroes of the Storm. So I'm going to be a gaming bachelor again from Sunday until Friday.
Yeah, but we're going to eat real good.
Oh, God, are we going to eat good? Yes, we are. No, no, it's going to be awesome down there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then just a quick story, real quick, in the shout-outs. This is completely random, but it just blew my mind, and I'm just going to tell it.
Do it up.
I was seeing my brother, my family this weekend. My brother is what you would call a glassware dealer of sorts. And what I mean by that is he sells high-end bongs. In Washington, it's legal, and it's a bit of a passion of his. He works for a company called Mothership. Well, he works with, not for, I would say, Mothership, which, again, if you're in that kind of culture, they are the Rolls Royces of bongs, I guess. And he's really excited because recently he sold 3 of 4 bongs. They're about this big, just solid glass. Apparently they're the best in the world. Each one sold for $40,000.
Yeah, but these are like super intricate. It's not just like... It's not just like a chamber and a tube. Like, yes, there is art and yeah.
They're the best.
Like glass sculptures that you can get ripped off.
$40,000?
$40,000.
It's awesome. Like, it itself is a piece of art more than it is like actually, yeah.
It's it sells more shirts.
I feel like you're underselling it a little bit, Jeff. Just yeah, he blew glass and it was $40,000.
Well, here's what I'm saying. If someone told me $40,000 bong, I would think it's like a 6-foot-tall glass, glowing fucking tube.
You get into it.
Gigantic. And they have those, and they have amazing pieces of art, actually. But the way my brother described it, and he's actually an amazing salesman, as you can tell, is he was talking about how it's not necessary. Like, they are literally functionally, they're the best on planet Earth. So for people that really enjoy smoking weed and dabbing and all those things, this is the best, 100% the best. But these bongs are actually plain glass, clear, no art, but functionally the best. And then it's the name brand Mothership, which is like, again, if you it becomes also a thing where like, hey, I own a Mothership, and they don't make like 500,000 bongs a year. They make like 25 tops.
Wait, really?
Yes, and like Miley Cyrus buys them and shit. Like, it's a whole different world. That's why I'm sharing the story. I'm not judging or anything. My brother's really happy. It's safe. It's legal. He's having a good time. But when he told me that, I was like, what in the
Jeff
fuck
is still
going
underselling
on?
These things, ladies and gentlemen. What? I'm just trying to help you out within this subculture. You know,
wheat knows. Yeah.
It's
No, I get that I'm underselling it. It's more, I think that's the organic response. I don't think there's any way I could possibly communicate. You know, if my perspective is like,
oh,
that's
there we go.
But then I tell people what I spend on my models, and then I'm the idiot. You know, like,
dude, you know what?
People pay money for
describe it like a Tesla.
Yeah,
it's the Tesla of getting high.
So that's cool.
Like a Tesla, and then you'd go and get a graphics, which would be like, you know, what I drive, like a Kia Soul, right off the fucking manufacturing line.
So I'll talk more about that in the future, because it's just fascinating to me. It's just amazing. Yeah. And I'll try to share some pictures and stuff too.
Those things are. I'm not about to show this on stream, but I'll link it to you guys in Skype chat.
Oh, some of the more funny. So, anyways, yeah, that's my shout outs. Thanks, everyone. Give a follow. I just made my Instagram account, by the way. It's In Control TV. I'll be uploading pictures of Barristan every single day, probably.
Yes. That's so fucking adorable. I'm going to follow you.
That's good Instagram content.
Insta-follow.
You should just name it Barristan and not EG In Control.
I thought about it. Eventually, he'll just replace me. He'll like supplant me as the new Jeff.
There you go. There you go. Steven, what does your brother sell?
Nothing. Yeah, he's not really in the goods production service industry.
Oh my God, hold on. Wheat, do you have a brother?
I have several brothers.
So everyone on the show has a brother. We got to do like a brother edition of roleplay sometime. Yeah, I played with JP's brother.
Yeah.
Slap them all. And I met Adam's brother at PAX Prime. Yeah. I'm Steven. You can find me around the internet at Silent Osiris. I'm streaming more often these days, which is a lot of fun. You can go check that out over at twitch.tv/Silent Osiris. The show that I did last night that I was really excited about is called Twitch Makes Games, where we are collaborating to make a tiny little indie game on stream, live developed, and that's a lot of fun. So hopefully you'll come check that out. I think the next time you'll be able to find me is probably Friday, when I'll be prepping for this weekend's West Marches. So if you're excited about that, you should show up to the prep stream.
I forgot to say something. Yeah, I'll be on. Yes, West Marches Saturday is going to be fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be Jeff.
I'll share it now because people are asking. I was planning on potentially making a character that's a pure satire of Ryan's character, Gregor.
Nice.
But there's so much low-hanging fruit there that I also thought about making a character that literally was the DM Neil in-game.
Ooh,
nice. Something along those lines, but it'll be fun. Can't wait.
You've got a lot of options.
That's Saturday at 3 o'clock Eastern. Like,
that's it for me.
There you go. Adam, do some shout-outs.
Very special shout-out to my new Prime Minister, Prime Minister Trudeau. Welcome to the government. You know, a special swan song shout out for you, buddy.
I'm going
to
go back.
Let's go to the shirt off.
The thing was, when I saw that he was elected, the first thing that went in my head was that dumb joke I made on like episode four.
Trudeau.
Yep. And then that was like the top joke on Reddit as well. And I was like, joke still plays. It still plays.
Yeah, the liberals won. Is that Trudeau?
Yeah. It still plays.
Yeah. Still plays.
Do some shout outs.
So, yeah. Good work, Prime Minister Trudeau. Yeah, so if you want to follow me, I stream at twitch.tv/AdamKobel, finishing Undertale this week, and then, I don't know, playing some other stuff. I've got a new role-playing game design thing I'm working on. It's in Kickstarter right now. I'm doing a stretch goal for it. It's called Headspace, so go check that out. It's a cyberpunk Sense8 kind of thing where you play a team of mentally connected, like psychically connected cyberpunk operatives. It's pretty cool. I'm writing a setting for it, and I will do a Swan Song GM turn this weekend. I'll do it on Saturday. I'll do it after West Marches. You can tune in and watch it on there. So, Jeff and Adam, expect something else.
Will you do it this Saturday Jeff and after
Adam.
West Marches?
You're Adam.
I know.
You are Adam.
Steven was saying my name. I'm all confused.
True.
Yes, how Steven, does that happen? We gotta organize some stuff. So,
all right. Okay.
It's going to happen. So, cool. Tune in.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Wheat, you're out next week, right?
Yes.
All right. So no show next week. We'll probably I'll just stream Overwatch. You guys will you'll live. It'll be okay. We'll be back in 2 weeks probably. You're back in 2 weeks, right, Wheat?
I return back on the 5th of November.
Let me check. Everyone,
a day which we should remember.
Well, I'm out.
What is the song? The 5th of.
Remember the 5th of November.
The 5th of November.
I'll be out then.
The Gunpowder Treason Plot.
We'll see you guys in 3 weeks, actually.
See you guys in 2016.
I'm sorry.
Have a good end of the year.
Well, no, it's my fault as well because we're missing the first week of November because of BlizzCon.
I didn't go to BlizzCon so that we could play role-playing games, and look at what you went.
Shut the fuck up. I'm out of here.
Fuck.
We're out of here. We'll see you guys in 3 weeks.
Bye, you guys.
Thanks, everyone, for watching. We're out. Bye.
Bye-bye.